Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with the Celebrate Media Group in Greenville. And Derek writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald banner and syndicated around the country. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Yeah, been a while since we have talked. I'm not sure we've talked since all this coronavirus stuff came up.
I hope you're hanging in there well with the pandemic and all that mess.
Just about like most people, you know, we're getting by day to day. But anyway, I'm not sure how we've managed not to to touch base with Derek. But, of course, Derek produces the Celebrate Hunt County videos that you see on Facebook and YouTube, and they've become very, very popular. But I think one thing, Derek, we have almost all of us, especially here at the university, have become familiar with in the last few months is meeting by Zoom, the live video meetings. And that now you're finding that there in your work, you're finding that there's a lot of demand for live streaming video.
Yeah, that's been a big, big change for me that I've kind of had to learn and figure out this world of live streaming events. Most of what we would do in the past, like if we film a TV commercial or something, we go in and spend lots of time planning it out, and you shoot exactly what you need, and then you spend lots of time editing it and perfecting it, and then you release it after tons and tons and tons of planning and work. Well, live streaming is so different. You still have to plan it, but everything has to be done right that second. And the equipment and the skills are very, very different from pre-produced video. So we've kind of had to learn how to figure that out and help folks live stream their events lately. So we did the live stream of the Greenville High School graduation and the Balls High School graduation locally. We streamed the Greenville Family Theater plays. So that people could buy tickets to watch it online if they couldn't or didn't want to go in person to the auditorium. So there's been a big, big change in people asking for that and needing that as events have had to be scaled back, and you can't have people close together in large numbers for obvious reasons.
Are these multi-camera productions?
Exactly. Yes. So like we had, I think it was 6 cameras in the auditorium for the theater production. And it's really, really interesting. As the show goes on, you go to the rehearsals and kind of figure out where the action's going to be on stage. And you try to do the best job you can picking the right camera out of all those 6 angles at any given moment. So it's a very kind of high stress, right this second kind of thing, as opposed to planning out and having time for revisions and changes.
Well, it's basically a live television show.
It is. Yeah, it's very much like television. The equipment and the thinking, you know, we have microphones in different places to pick up different parts of the sound, and it's very much like a live television production, but it's going out to the internet instead.
Yeah. We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is with Celebrate Media Group, and that's his company there in Greenville, and they produce all kinds of media things, and especially your familiar, I'm sure, with Celebrate Hunt County. Derek, let's talk for a couple of minutes here about cars, and that's the other thing that Derek's very much involved in, as we said, car gazing. And I've wondered about, how the car business, car industry's been affected by everything that's happened in the past few months, and in particular with the coronavirus. And I came across an article, 20 cars and trucks that are selling better this year than last year. This is an Auto Week online thing, and pretty interesting, some familiar names in there and some not so familiar names. You looked at that. Were there any surprises to you in that list?
Yeah, some of them it was kind of expected. The interesting thing with car sales is that for pretty much every car brand, their sales are off double digits compared to last year.
Is that right?
20, 30, even 40% at some of these car brands. Yeah, I'm looking at the list right now. Fiat, they're down more than 50%. So a huge drop in sales overall, in total sales for car companies. But there are a few models that are selling this year even better than they did last year. It's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
There were several sports cars on the list,
mm-hmm,
and that surprises me. I think people are having to cut back in the middle of the pandemic,
yep.
And sports car to me is kind of a fun, frivolous kind of thing, but at the same time, if you're one of those people who thinks, now would be a great time to enjoy a drive with
mm-hmm.
the top down in my convertible,
mm-hmm.
I kind of see why those would be selling better now than last year, because people like that kind of experience. So
yep.
the BMW Z4, that's a convertible roadster, the Porsche 911, it has a brand new design 2009, and it's selling better than last year. And my favorite car on the planet, the Mazda Miata, is also selling better this year than last year.
Wow. And then some very familiar names, the Chevrolet Silverado pickup and the Ford Ranger pickup are both selling better this year than last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Trucks are doing really, really well. And I think maybe part of that is, they've been increasing in sales for years. People are shifting less and less into cars and traditional sedans and more into trucks and SUVs. And so the Silverado, the Ranger, they were both up. The Jeep Gladiator was up compared to last year, which is a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little bit of a surprise. And also construction. Construction did not shut down during the pandemic here in Texas, and I think that was the same way most across the country. And that's, of course, a big driver in pickup truck sales in the construction industry.
Yeah, I see. I see what you mean. The Chevy Bolt is on that list. That's an electric car, right?
It is. Yeah, that's one there were lots of changes for. So, you know, very often when they redesign a car or add a lot of features, you'll see the sales kind of boost up after they make those changes. And the Bolt got a number of updates this year. Chevrolet Spark, I'm not sure if it had a lot of changes or not, but it's a really inexpensive, I think around a $13,000 mm-hmm. starting price mm-hmm. economy car. So maybe as people are trying to cut back, that might be one of the reasons it's selling.
Yeah, interesting list there, the 20 cars and trucks selling better this year than last year. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price with Celebrate Media Group in Greenville. You're starting today's Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.